Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful people. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the digital noise and rewiring your brain for focus. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, soaring from joy to frustration in the blink of an eye? Well, guess what? You're not alone. In today's fast-paced world, it can be tough to stay grounded and manage our emotional landscape. But fear not, my friends, because we're diving deep into mindfulness techniques that can help you become the CEO of your own emotions. Buckle up, because this ride is about to get real good. First things first, let's talk about what mindfulness really means. It's not about emptying your mind like some Zen master meditating on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty cool, right? Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations as they arise without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a bustling city street. You've got people rushing around, cars honking, sirens blaring, chaos. Mindfulness is like stepping onto the sidewalk and simply observing the scene. You're aware of everything that's happening, but you're not participating in the frenzy. Now, let's break down some powerful mindfulness techniques that can help you level up your emotional regulation game. Number 1. Mindful breathing. It sounds simple, right? But trust me, this is your superpower. Whenever you feel those emotions bubbling up, whether it's anxiety, anger, or frustration, take a few deep breaths. Focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. This anchors you in the present moment and helps calm your nervous system. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your emotional thermostat. Number 2. Body scan meditation. Ever feel like your emotions are living rent-free in your gut? Well, our bodies are incredible vessels that store a lot of emotional energy. With body scan meditation, you systematically bring your attention to different parts of your body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, pressure, tightness without judgment. This helps you connect with your physical experience and release trapped emotions. Number 3. Mindful walking. You don't have to be a yogi on a mountaintop to practice mindfulness. Take your everyday activities to the next level. Pay attention to the sensations of your feet connecting with the ground, the rhythm of your steps, the sights and sounds around you. This simple act can transform your commute or even just a walk around the block into a mini meditation. Number 4. Gratitude practice. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to gratitude can be a game changer. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be the warmth of the sun, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. This practice helps cultivate positive emotions and shifts your perspective towards abundance. And finally, number 5. Mindful tech use. We live in a digital world, so it's important to be mindful of how technology impacts our emotional well-being. Limit mindless scrolling, set boundaries for social media, and create tech-free zones in your life. This helps you reclaim your attention and reduces the risk of feeling overwhelmed or emotionally drained by the constant influx of information. Think about that last coffee date you went on, maybe a little too much scrolling, not enough real conversation. We've all been there. Mindfulness isn't about becoming a hermit living in a cave, it's about making conscious choices to engage with technology in a way that serves your well-being. So, how can you apply these mindfulness techniques in your own life? Start small. Choose one technique that resonates with you and practice it for just 5 minutes each day. Before you know it, you'll be feeling more grounded, calm, and in control of your emotions. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep rewiring your brain for focus. Want to share your mindfulness journey with us? Drop a comment on the episode page or tag me at Nova Lane on social media. Let's create a community of mindful individuals who are ditching the digital noise and embracing the power of presence. Until next time, stay focused, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.